1,000 sketches in 1,000 days. Day 980. Sketch 1,159. The Godfather.
Believe this is Monday, everyone. And this is not a reject.
If it's Houston, I've been Texas, suggested. It must be Monday.
I've been suggested to tell you. It has been suggested to me. It hasn't actually. But anyway.
Has he lost it?
Maybe.
It's Monday. It's not a reject. This is a sketch. Laura, I think you should be number two.
Yes.
And I'll be number one.
There's another part.
Oh, yes. Yes. There is. Simon, you're the other part.
Of course he is.
You're the other part. you're the other part, which appears at the end, yes.
Look, Rob, this. Us. It's not working.
But just yesterday, you said you loved me.
I'm sorry, Rob. It's just not working.
Best sex you'd ever had, you said.
It's not working.
Hold on, just checking the relationship Hansard. Here we are, Sally, last Tuesday, about 9 p.m. Do you know what I love most about this relationship? It's that it just works.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, well, what? Why are you breaking up with me?
God told me to.
God told you to?
Yep.
The Father, the Son, or the Holy Spirit?
Hard to say.
But definitely God. Not your godfather, or a mafia godfather, or Paul Van Dyke, the godfather of trance.
Why would Paul Van Dyke tell me to break up with you?
I don't know why Paul Van Dyke might advise you to break up with me. What reason did the creator of reality give?
It was more of a feeling of what was right than a reasoned argument.
I'm just surprised it ever bubbled to the top of God's to-do list.
If he's omnipresent, his to-do list must be done. Look, that's what he's asked, and I'm not going to piss off God, all right?
Oh, come on. You won't get divine retribution just for shagging me.
He denied humanity immortality for eating a fucking apple.
I don't like apples, for what it's worth.
It's worth nothing, Rob.
So, what happened? Did he talk to you?
Pretty much. Said the game's up, so...
Couldn't he have just... let us drift apart, or given us both amnesia, or tempted me away with the woman from the Cadbury's flake advert?
I guess he wanted it to happen right away.
Just to clarify, flake woman would have worked immediately.
I think she's about 70, but you have my blessing to chase her. It's only fair, as God said I was...
what?
Cursed.
Pardon me?
Cursed.
As God. That's God's accent, is it?
Who's that?
That's God.
What? Where is he?
Well, everywhere.
Sounds like your wardrobe.
No, definitely not there. Any more than everywhere else. Raw Piggy. It's not you, it's her. You attack me in long one. The whole world will.
If you put it like that. Fine. Bye, Sally. By God.
Bye, Rob. See you.
All right, you can come out now.
I cannot believe that worked.
I can't believe I'm lucky enough to be dating Paul Van Dyke, the godfather of trance.
Also known as the midwife of Prog House and the naughty uncle of EBM.
God, I'm so wet. I'm into a sketch.
Quite something.
Sadly, I can't do Dutch. I was trying to do Dutch. I can't do accidents. I
can't do accidents. Only deliberate.
Only deliberate brilliance.
But of course.
I really, Dan, enjoyed your what when you found out God was there. That was very convincing.
You like that?
What? Yeah. Well. That is the reaction I believe you'd have.
I've got a few things to say to him, actually.
Why was my pizza late? Fucking first.
It wasn't that late.
It wasn't 4 minutes. wasn't he? I don't think it was even 4 minutes.
It was four.
Wow. 4 minutes and 32 seconds late.
That's what TripAdvisor will have to deal with.
TripAdvisor? He's not spending the night. Do they do restaurants?
Yeah, they do.
Retracted. Yeah. Trip has to be 24 hours minimum, does it? You made a valid point.
To be fair, though, getting food delivered to your house suggests you're not on a trip.
But the guy is on a trip.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
The guy's on a trip. The guy's on a trip. So he's said on here that he was on a bike, but he wasn't. He was in a Ford Focus.
Oh, if you'd known he was in a Ford Focus, would you have been annoyed? Because he was moving. You were looking at the pace he was moving. You were going, oh, he's getting a
conspiracy
pace on the bike.
Conspiracy theory.
But actually...
Excellent question.
If he'd arrived on sort of two wheels like an 80s stuntman.
And jumped out the window.
Did he serve your pizza and then jump through the front window with his brother?
Boss Hog style.
No, he didn't.
Boss Hog didn't jump through the window. Oh, he was gigantic.
He was charming. He was absolutely lovely.
Bowen Luke jumped through the window.
All right, okay. Then I knew Boss Hog was part of it.
He was charming.
He was charming? How did you ascertain that in the 10 seconds?
Because you were in there, like, fizzing with rage. 4 fucking minutes! And then he just, like,
trying to put boiling milk.
Here's your pizza. What lovely hair you've got.
Yeah, maybe that's his technique. When he's 4 minutes late, he knows he's got to turn the swagger on.
Also, he asked me what the code was, and I said 47, because it's always fucking 47.
Yeah. I always get the same code. It's not 47, but I do get the repeated
and
same code.
He sounded surprised it was 47. 4 and 7.
You'd have been here any day over 42.
What an interaction you've had.
2 fat ladies.
I said, yes, 47.
You don't look a day over 22.
4 and 7 back. Baked in a pizza.
The idea of having a code seems redundant if the person delivering is not only not aware of it but actively surprised by it.
Well, I think the guy just has to plug it into his machine.
Yeah.
He plugs it into the machine.
He doesn't have it on. He doesn't have it to see. He just puts it in and it says yes or no.
Okay. Well, if it says no, it just turns around.
Yeah, he comes back and says that's not the right code.
I think there are lots of issues with them going to the wrong place and going, oh, here's your Chinese.
And going, cheers, thanks very much. And presumably flats and things like that, or like students who are ordering it.
Yeah, fair enough.
Makes sense. Once you've shut the door, 35, 47.
I worked with a guy once who had ordered food from Uber Eats or something like that.
Yeah.
And they came and delivered someone else's food to him.
Mm-hmm.
And it was from the same restaurant, but it was someone else's meal.
Yeah.
And he didn't notice, because you just took the bag.
Yeah.
He didn't notice, and then he got it. And then he thought, well, what do I do?
Do I eat it?
So he ate it.
I think that's fair.
But it was like, it was him on his own in a flat, and it was 4 double cheeseburgers.
Is this a friend of mine?
I've got a friend.
Genuinely wasn't.
Quadruple cheeseburger. Family-sized bag of chips.
He should have called you round. You'd have been like, this is life.
Oh, that would. That would have been round there. Like a shot.
Wouldn't have been filling for you, but never.
No, it would just have been a little.
Second breakfast.
Aperitif.
Yeah.
Filling
a booze boosh.
One Thousand Sketches in 1,000 Days was written by the Albion Basement. It was performed by Laura Taylor, Dan Mitchell and Simon Tui. It was produced by Alistair Turvitt. The music is by The Evenings. See you tomorrow.
No, definitely not there.
It's even more Irish than your normal Irish accent.